Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. It is Wednesday, wonderful Wednesday, August the 25th, 2021, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and y'all know what I'm going to say. It's the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks mama socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Listen, I got a super bad promotion, top shelf with Lolita Moore. Yes, rocking and rolling with her on yesterday. She has a super fantastic ministry. She is singing. I'm telling you, God has really blessed her with an awesome, awesome talent. Yes, he has. And she is using it to God's glory, and that is a blessing. That is a blessing. She is using the gift that God gave her, and she's using it to the glory of God, and she is uplifting us with her music. And her ministry is just so phenomenal. You guys, before I go any further, I want you to visit her website, which is lolitasmusic.com. Lolitasmusic.com. Also, you know she on SoundCloud. Listen now. Listen there, mama, real good. Y'all know mama always got a lesson. Either it's going to come in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the show, but it's going to come some kind of way. So listen now. Got some instructions. I want y'all to follow Lolita Moore on SoundCloud, where all the artists are. You guys, follow Lolita Moore on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/LolitaAMoore. Go ahead and follow her, honey. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. She has so many great things over there, a lot of good tracks. I'm telling you, her page is so great to look at, so organized, so polished, so beautiful. I checked it out earlier. Oh, yes, I did. She is so gorgeous and so beautiful. Listen, I'm going to play this music. I know yesterday I was telling y'all she sounded like Helen Baylor. Morning, let me play this song, God is Love. You all going to really enjoy it. You're really going to enjoy it. And she does. She has some flavor like Helen Baylor. But listen, y'all, this is God is Love. Take a listen. Take a listen. Be inspired.
God is Love.
Now we're all thinking about this sin sick world we're living in.
God is Love.
But you don't have to worry, cause God can make the difference.
Don't waste your time trying to figure out the human condition, cause God is the only one who can make the difference. For every bad situation, I can guarantee that love is missing. So we have got to get ourselves together and start living in harmony.
God is love,
and he's all that you need.
Love is
the only way. and you'll find he is love. Yeah, he loves. Oh yes, he is. I know for myself.
God is love, God is love, God is love. Listen, she got a little wireless flavor going on there. I am telling you, her voice is so beautiful. I'm telling you. Now, listen, y'all. Listen. When you get to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/LolitaAmore, her page will come up. All you got to do is click follow, honey. You will see her lovely face. It's got to look like the wireless, too, in a little bit. But, honey, look, listen. All you got to do is click follow on her page. She looks so gorgeous. You cannot miss it, Lolita Moore. She has her new CD, Loved. You'll see Loved on her page, and you'll see her name there. You'll also see the tracks, Love. You'll see that come up first, and then God is Good. You'll see that. You'll see Heaven. You'll see the Blood. All you got to do, honey, is just follow the page. You know what I'm saying? So listen, go to soundcloud.com/LolitaAmore. You know, pull your gospel, your inspiration, your motivation out. You know what? This here, let mama give y'all a lesson. Okay, here come the lesson, y'all. Here come the lesson. Okay, so no matter what kind of music you might like rock, you might not like pop, you might like hip-hop, you know, you might like rhythm and blues, you might like some country, but honey, whatever you like, that's okay. You know, that's all right. But honey, you're still going to need some motivation and some inspiration in your life and in your soul, honey. So look, no matter what you following, I know you like all whatever you like, honey, but still, you got to be inspired. You need some inspiration. You need some Jesus. We all need some Jesus. Okay, hallelujah, as Tyler Perry says. So look, we all need Jesus. We all need some God. You know what I'm saying? Honey, if you're walking in this world, you know, and you ain't got God on the inside, honey, you're just lost. You know, I'm trying not to preach. Mama, trying not to preach, okay? But I just can't help it when I go talking about Jesus. You know what? What's in you is going to come out. So you raised in the church, it's going to come out. So listen here. If you ain't got some Jesus in you, you ain't got some God in you, honey, you're going to be lost. And I don't want y'all to be lost. You know what I'm saying? I got to take a station break right now. This is Into the Woody Hills.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. This book, this is Into the Woody Hills by Dwayne Williams. Y'all know what? All children need to have a storybook. They really do. I think children need to experience, of course, the feel of the book, the cover, the pages, you know, to feel, you know, the cover and the pages, and to enjoy the experience of reading from a book. You know, we all read from our mobile devices. You know, set aside the children. You know, let's be inclusive. Let's include everyone. We all read from our mobile devices. We read from our cell phones, laptops, you know, tablets, you know, things of that nature. But I think I'm a little bit nostalgic. I really am a little bit nostalgic when it comes to reading. There is nothing like reading from a book. There is nothing like the feel of a book in your hand. So what I'm saying, what I want you to see and what I want you to understand, when parents buy their children a book, you know, I know Kindle is fine, it's $4.99 on Kindle, but when you have the paperback book in your hand, It is such a feeling when you turn those pages. Have your children to fall in love with turning the pages. You can't turn no page in no mobile device, honey. So listen. Let's take a break from technology. Give our children gifts like, you know, a paperback book, which is great. I know they have the Kindle, which is awesome because it's only $4.99, and it is a storybook, you know, into the Woody Hills. Let's do that. That would be so fantastic, I think. Listen, Labor Day is coming up. You know, who says you can't give a gift for Labor Day? Sure, we can. We can give gifts out for Labor Day. Of course we can. We can do that. So, yes, let's do that. Let's give the gift of reading. Let's give the gift of knowledge and inspiration through reading. You know what I'm saying? And so once a child falls in love with reading, they have that for a lifetime. They have that for a lifetime, honey. You know, so we can instill that in our youngsters, our youngins. You know, we can do that. And that's a beautiful thing. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to visit this website. Y'all know Mama coming back at you with Lolita Moore, okay? Listen, lolitasmusic.com. Lolitasmusic.com. She's just so inspirational. Even when you look at her page, you know, she's just smiling. The glow of God is all over her. Isn't that a blessing? It's just a blessing. So listen, y'all go on and visit, you know, her website. You know, she's a blessed woman of God. We know she's a blessed woman of God because God has really gifted her with gifts and talents, singing. She has T-shirts on the website, which is phenomenal. Okay? So now look, I'm placing my music. This is God is good. I want y'all to take a listen to this.
God is good all the time. He is good. So
Mama got to slow down just a little bit. You know, I was listening to that song, and I'm telling you, I declare, Gladys Knight was singing through that woman. You know, it sounded like Gladys Knight. You know, let me say this, because I am not, Lolita Moore has a very, very great talent and a very, very great gift, and I just want to slow down just a little bit and step back just for a moment, because her gift is so phenomenal, and I truly believe, you know, she has an anointing on her life to do the ministry that she's doing, but I truly believe that when you listen to artists like she's sung with the Pace Sisters, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. You know what? She's sung with people like the Pace Sisters, Donald Lawrence, Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I truly believe when you are around greatness, oh, glory to God, greatness cannot help but to fall on you. So her anointing is just dripping with greatness, the anointing. You know, it is such a blessing. That is such a blessing, and I feel truly blessed to have this talent on the Fierce Female Network. You know, I don't take it lightly. I truly don't. I don't take it lightly. Y'all know, you know, I like to have fun, you know, and giving mama lessons and things like that. And so that's enjoyable to me, and I love it. And I love my artists. I love all the music, you know, and the talent. And so I just wanted to say that it was like Gladys Knight for a minute. You know, she has a really, really mega talent. She really does. She really do, because she reminds you of the Winans and Gladys Knight and Hala Bader, you know, and that's amazing and that's phenomenal. And she walks, you know, in greatness. I've never met her. You know, but she walks in greatness. I can just feel that coming from her energy. And, you know, you don't have to come from her spirit, so people get it twisted. You know what I'm talking about? Coming from her spirit, you know what I mean? When you say energy, people think you're getting on to the woo-woo side. I'm not going there. And so what I'm saying is when people walk around greatness, people like Vanessa Bell Armstrong, you can't help to have that dripping off of you. You can't help but to have that dripping and that anointing, you know, a touch of it being on you. Like she's performed with great people. You know what I mean? And so when you do that, it falls on you. Let me tell you about this. Here comes a life lesson. Here comes a life lesson. Let me tell y'all something. And mama is out of time, but let me tell y'all something. The reason why I say that, because I've experienced it in my own life. When I was a young lady, you know, I came to know Christ, you know, growing up in the Baptist church, and really, really, really came to know Christ when I got saved. You know what I mean? And so then I switched from Baptist to Church of God in Christ at 18 years old, and I started traveling all over the place, honey. I started traveling all over the place with Mother Campbell. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know Pastor Campbell. And so Mother Campbell, if anybody know anything about the Church of God in Christ, Elder James Campbell, I was so close to that woman. You know, Mother Campbell, I went with her. She went to preach. She went singing, and I was with her at 18. And so my point is this. I was with Mother Campbell, and I was with another evangelist, another prophet, and I ran with them. We ran hard after God. You know, and that's what we did. I still love God, you know, with everything within me. But listen, this is what I'm saying. My point is this. I went with a lot of people at a young age, 18, 19, 20 years old, around people that was really strong in God, strong in the Word of God. And you know what happened? That anointing and all that prayer, them laying hands and praying over me, fell on me. And so there was no way I could sit at the skirt of a woman and be taught by Mother Campbell and not have the drippings of her, not have her essence of who she was and her anointing, not have some of it to follow me. You know, I just believe, and I know that. You know, and I didn't mean really to go in this direction, but that's just an example. That's just an example, because when you run with greatness and when you walk with the people of God and those who are anointed and love God, that anointing falls on you. You can't help it. And they're praying on you and they're laying hands on you, you know, every Sunday, every Friday. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I've experienced all of that, and it was just such a joy and a pleasure. So I'm saying that to say this. Lolita Moore has walked with greatness. She's walked with great people, performed with great people, and so she walks in greatness now, and it's coming all through her ministry. You know what I'm saying? And it's flowing through different avenues. It's flowing through her music. It's flowing through her creativity. What is that? The scripture talks about the woman of purple. Ooh, my, this just came from out of nowhere. And so the lady of purple that has so many different businesses, her T-shirts and things that she said, maybe some coffee mugs. I don't know. She might have some coffee mugs, you know, teacups, things of that nature. And so whatever this woman does is blessed. Her hands are blessed. You know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing. That is truly, and Mama is really out of time, and I got carried away. But listen, it is delicious. It's always delicious, delicious, delicious to exhort someone higher than yourself. You know what I mean? And so Lolita Lamore has been a blessing just to do a promotion. Of course, I'm going to be playing her music all the time. And I got to break, take this break, and I'm out of time, y'all, so I got to go into the Woody Hills. Here we go.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
Yes, it's Into the Woody Hills that's found on Amazon.com, Amazon.com. And listen, when you give your children a book, a paperback book, they experience something different than what they experience on their mobile devices. They really do. And so there's a whole different experience when you're on your mobile device, when you're on your laptop, you know, in your tablet, in your iPad. That's different than being alone or with a group, you know, and having reading time and you're reading your book. And so that's totally different. And that is a great experience. You know, when you're coloring in a book, when you have a coloring book, that's a different experience. And so to fall in love with reading with the paperback book and being able to turn those pages is just great. And so we feel we really need to try and minimize the screen time that children have on their cell phones. And I'm telling you, once they get attached to them cell phone hunters, you know, you got to cut them things loose out of their pockets. You know what I'm talking about? So listen, you know, we have to kind of teach them to manage their time, you know. Teach them at a young age to manage their time, to limit their time, and not be so, you know, we all kind of addicted, you know, to our mobile device. But it's good to teach a child to manage the time, to limit their time that they're on their mobile devices and the laptops and iPads. And so it's good to teach them to get in a book, you know, and read and read and read. Because when you get in a book and you start reading, you start exploring something different than what you normally experience. You know, experience on your mobile device. And so it's totally different when you can get into a whole different world. And so I'm asking you and inviting you. This is an invitation into the Woody Hills. And you guys go to Amazon.com. You know, the author's name is D-U-H-A-N-E Williams, Dwayne Williams. Now listen, y'all, I'm time. You know what I'm saying? I be running over my time. You know, they go to flashing the red lights and whatnot. So listen, mama got to get on up out of here.
You motivated.